welcome to the Valley Outdoors, and glad to have you guys with us today. We've got Ava here.
I'm here.
Don is here. And I am here. I'm Eric, and I am the host of the Valley Outdoors, and it's got some cool things coming up. We got Rob Driesline from The Outdoor News. We're going to be talking with him. There is a ton to talk about that's going on all over the Midwest. You're going to want to hang out for this one. Stay tuned.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
It's always good to be here.
Well, you know, it's true.
It's the best part of the week.
It is.
The weekend and the show.
I know. How does it get any better?
It doesn't.
I don't know.
As far as I know, we've got soft water everywhere, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I will say this. Every week we have a Red Wing Fishing League get together.
Yep.
Kind of fun. And, of course, anybody can join. If somebody does want to join, I'll provide some information regarding that. I think we have a link on it, very possibly. Can't remember. We'll make sure we do. But anyway, we get together every week. And this last week, it was waters dropping in the river. We're talking about this specifically Red Wing area on the Mississippi
right.
River. And the water's dropping. It's beyond fishable. It's awesome right now.
Yeah.
And pretty crazy. I mean, you can catch fish jigging, live baiting, and crank baiting, and you name it. And it's one of the things that came up, some of the people we were talking to that they're new from the area, they came in from Missouri.
Oh, really?
And we were talking with them, and they're like, okay, well, what do I do? Where do we go? You know, they hired a local guide to give them out, get them around the area. And we're saying, you know, crank baits this early? And I'm like, it's never too early to crank. You can put crankbaits down, put stacker rigs down. You can do whatever, literally, with a crankbait at any time of year, as long as it's not ice. It's kind of tough to troll.
That's why I don't ice fish.
But
it's just too hard to troll.
But you can use a jigging wrap, so it's kind of not the cranking part. But nonetheless, you know, it's been brought up. Lake Erie, my buddies are out in Lake Erie, absolutely crushing the fish. Green Bay, they're crushing the fish. And it's crankbaits. And whether you have the ability to get that crankbait to a certain depth, use your graphs. Notice where those fish are at. Target that depth. If you can't get down there with a regular crankbait and regular line, buy some snap weights. I was talking to a friend of mine about that this morning. Put a 2 or 3 ounce snap weight on if the fish are near the bottom. Let the line out, let it sink, hit the bottom, hold it. We call it a two-touch or three-touch method. You hold it a while, let the line go back out because you're trolling at about, let's say, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4,
right.
whatever
yep.
speed.
Yep.
Let the line back out, let it touch, hold on to it a little, and let it go again. So you let 20 feet of line out, put a snap weight on it, clip it like it's like a clothespin.
Right.
Clip it on the line, let it out, and you're going to be fine. You don't need a line counter. It's line counters quicker because then you can look at, okay, this is how much line I needed to get to that, what I caught that fish on. But nonetheless, regardless of how much equipment you have, you can still have a crankbait that's going to get down to these fish that are deeper. 3 ounce snap weight is the way to go. Have a little bit stiffer rod. It's going to help just simply because 3 ounces is a fair amount of weight when you're pulling it. And you're going to be just fine. If that doesn't work, take a bottom bouncer. You can do the same thing. But really, a snap weight makes it super easy. You get it close, you just undo the snap weight, and you're fighting the fish right off the bat. So, but it's never too early. It really isn't. You go to Lake Erie, they're just bandits are on fire. They are crushing. Same thing holds true. Green Bay, they're running ripping wraps. They're running jigging wraps. And they're trolling.
I learned a lesson. You know, it's never too late to learn something. a friend of mine and I, we went to a store, and sometimes they have the big bins, you know, with the reduced crankbaits, and we go, wow, that's
price reduced.
Yeah, yep, pretty reasonable. You know, $3.99 for crankbaits, pretty good deal. So we picked up a few, and I haven't had a chance to try any of mine yet, but he had been out, and he says it's a new kind of crankbait. He says you run it, and it runs 6 feet to this side, then it turns and runs 6 feet to this side, and it runs 6 feet to this side. I'm going, so what you're telling me is you can't tune it. Be careful what you're buying, because $3.99 gives you the searching crankbait out there. So.
The drunken sailor bait?
Yep. He tried several times to get this thing to track, and it wouldn't do it.
Well, and you need to definitely get so that you can have that bait running straight. And mark them if you've trimmed
them. Well, straight in the end, you get the right vibration.
Exactly. Story wanted to jump into briefly. The fisherman we've talked about that had cheated in that tournament out on Erie.
Yep, last year.
The two fishermen, they pled guilty in the Ohio fishing tournament, the cheating scandal, were sentenced to 10 days in jail, will serve beyond probation for a year and a half. These two gentlemen, one is from Pennsylvania, one's from Ohio. They admitted to stuffing fish with lead weights and fish fillets in an attempt to win thousands of dollars in the tournament. They were caught at the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament. Director Jason, we had him on the show, became suspicious when they turned a much heavier bag in than the typical walleye was. He cut open the fish and found weights inside of them. They pleaded guilty to cheating and unlawful ownership of wild animals as part of the plea deal in March. Both men agreed to 3-year suspensions of their fishing licenses. Kaminsky agreed to give up his bass boat, which is actually a multi-species boat worth over $100,000. After the terms of jail are over, then they're going to be ordered to pay a $2,500 fine. Half of the fine will be waived if they each make a $1,250 donation to a nonprofit organization that promotes fishing with children. If they violate their jail sentence, they could face 30 additional days in jail. The two men would have received more than $28,000 in prizes for winning that tournament that they were found that they cheated in. They were also investigated over cheating allegations at a separate tournament in the spring of 2022, but a prosecutor concluded there was not enough evidence to charge them. And
just losing the boat would be heartburn. Wouldn't be worth it.
Well, he won the boat.
Yeah.
So he didn't really pay for it, and it was part of something that they're assuming that he probably got on ill will or ill-gotten gains, as the saying goes.
Right.
So it's unfortunate that kind of crap goes on, and it's frustrating. I will say that much, because he goes through so many pains to make sure you're doing every single thing on the up and up. And, oh, I hooked a fish in the side of the face. That's snagged. I got to throw it back. Or I've got a no-cull situation, and I've got a big fish in my hand, but I can't keep it because I've already got my overs.
I wonder what's going to happen in future years, 3 years down the road, when they're able to fish again, if a tournament would accept their application to participate.
Most of them will not, because they have a if you have a felony in any type of a fishing event or fishing anything,
wildlife,
they're prohibited from participating.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a good thing. Covers this pretty well. So,
yep.
Tell you what, stay tuned. We got Rob Driesline from the Outdoor News coming up, and we are going to have a ton of stuff to talk about. Stay tuned.